The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today's reading is from Seneca's essay on the shortness of life, chapter 7, paragraph 4. Everyone accelerates life's pace and is sick with anticipation of the future and loathing of the present. But the man who puts all of his time to his own uses, who plans every day as if it were his last, is neither impatient for the morrow nor afraid of it. Is there some new kind of pleasure that an hour might bring? All are familiar, all have been experienced to the full. The rest, Lady Fortune may dispose of as she will. His life is now impregnable. Additions may be made, but no diminution. And the additions are like the food a man can hold but does not want after he has eaten his fill. Okay, so this episode might be a little meandering because this is kind of a Stoic Jew interlude. I want to describe an experience I had this morning and then talk it out, and so we'll see where that leads. So I'm recording this on Thursday morning, and I woke up as usual, got a pretty good sleep, and was doing my morning hour of reading. And I was sitting in my chair, drinking coffee and reading, and I kept on being distracted. And so I decided to do a sacred pause. And if you don't know what that is, then I'll link that episode below. So I did a sacred pause and realized that I was feeling tense in my shoulders, and then realized that I was feeling stressed about the day, the upcoming day, the present day. And then it hit me, okay, that this was phantom stress. Now, I think I've talked about this maybe once or twice before, and I want to explain what it is, and I want to walk through a particular example, because as usual, the satan is in the details. Phantom stress is when you are not stressed out by things that are real, but by things from the past that are lingering into the present. In other words, your psyche is reacting to things in the past as though they are going to happen. Okay. And I'm going to give an example of this again. I'm going to walk through this in detail. So this is Thursday. Now, up until this week, okay, I'll tell you what my Thursdays were like. So Thursdays involved my usual morning routine involving waking up, having an hour of reading and, my davening, coffee, etc. Then spending however much time I need, usually around a half an hour, 45 minutes to plan and record the Stoic Jew podcast. Then let's say, so that takes us to about like a little bit after 8 o'clock, go to yeshiva, give my Mishle Shir from 8:30 until 9:15. From 9:15 till 10:15, prepare for my Lumdeha classes. 10:15, go to Lumdeha, teach my English class and my EOV class, which ends at 12:25. Drive home, arrive home at around 12:45, make lunch, eat lunch between 12:45 and 1:30. Go to yeshiva for my Rambam Bekius, or I guess Davin Mincha. Go to yeshiva, give my mama Rambam Bekius Chavura from 1:45 until 2:45. Drive home again. Ideally, have my half an hour of either IFS, self-therapy, half an hour, 45 minutes, or meditation, depending on what I'm in the mood for. Then ideally take some free time, okay? But that often doesn't happen because then I start preparing for my evening shiurim. Make dinner at around 5:45, finish dinner by 6:30, walk to yeshiva, give my Tehillim shiur from 7 until 8, and then my... from 7 until 8, and then give my my Hashkafa shiur from 8 until 9. Walk back, daven Mariv, and then if I can, then start preparing for my Friday Lomdeha Friday seminar. But oftentimes I'm just too tired, and then I just go to sleep. Daven Mariv, and then go to sleep. Okay, so that's my usual Thursday. Okay, however, this Thursday Lomdeha is over now. So this Thursday, what's happening? So after my my morning routine, same morning routine, I'm gonna go to yeshiva. Give shir from Mishle from 8:30 till 9:15. Okay, then I have I don't have Lumdeha now, right? So I have the whole morning, okay, from 9:15 until essentially 1:45.
which is my next shear. Give my Rambam Bakiya shear, 145 to 245. I did have to reschedule a tutoring session from 3:30 until 4:30. And then, unfortunately, I had to cancel my two shiurim for tonight because I have to give my English final for Turo from 6 to 8. And actually, it's going to last longer than that. So I really only have two shiurim today, you know? So instead of the full load of an additional four shiurim that I have to prepare for and teach, I only have, so in other words, ordinarily I would, whatever. I'm down four shiurim, which means I'm not teaching them and I'm not preparing for them. And I also don't have the pressure of preparing for a Friday seminar for tomorrow. Okay. So this is what I call phantom stress, because what I realized was my body and my psyche were relating to this Thursday as if it were the Thursday that the Thursday schedule I had been in for the past year. And it's I got the term phantom stress from what I don't know how this actually works, but apparently when people lose a limb, like if it's amputated or something like that, they still feel it as if it's there, but it's really not there, you know? So this is what I call phantom stress, where I'm stressed out by things that are no longer there, but I react to them as though they are still there. Okay, so this is what I discovered in my sacred pause, okay? My first sacred pause. So then I decided to continue to read, okay? And then I realized something else, or that something else was nagging at me, and I decided to take another sacred pause. And then what I realized is, wow, it's been a week since last Thursday. Now, what happened last Thursday? Last Thursday was the wedding celebration, which I made Friday's episode about last week. And it was such a good day. It was such a joyous occasion. And I realized that what was on my mind is that this Shabbos, then I'm going, or I guess over the, between now and including the Shabbos, I'm going to get to spend time with a lot of the people who I enjoy spending time with and who I had such a great conversation with at the wedding, like a couple of my students who were at the wedding, who I don't usually get to talk to in person, are going to be here for Shabbos. One of my Talmidim who was overseas is going to be coming back, who I'll get to learn with and talk with and have spent time with. And I'll be going to Shabbos meals with people who I love spending time with. And I was thinking about that bridge from I was reminiscing about the enjoyable time I had with all these same people last week, and then thinking about spending more time with these people in the future. Now, unlike the phantom stress, this was something that was pleasant, and yet I still was not present. All right. What was I actually doing at the time is I was reading, and I was not present in my reading. I was thinking about the past and I was thinking about the future. And even though it was pleasant, I was still not in my state of mind focusing on the present. So then I started gearing up for the day and thinking, how do I actually want to experience this day? And the funny thing is I had a conversation with an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old last Shabbos, the two sons of my good friends. And they're into Magic the Gathering, which is my hobby, and Dungeons and Dragons, which is not my hobby. And they're the company that owns both of them produced a joint product about a fictional world called Ravnica, which is a city world in which there are 10 guilds, and each guild has its own role and its own like personality traits. And just like any of these things, like Harry Potter houses and stuff, then it's very, very tempting and fun to ask yourself the question, what guild would you belong to? So these kids were asking me about the different guilds and I was telling them about it. And then they did ask me like, which guild am I in? And so I said, is it, without going into the whole lore, is the blue and red guild. And, in Magic the Gathering, blue is the color of intellect and study and discipline and intellectual discipline and control. And red is the color of passion and chaos and spontaneity. And I've always, since I can remember asking the question, I've always identified in magic with that color pairing of blue and red, because on the one hand, I am definitely a disciplined person and a creature of habit and scheduling and planning and knowledge and intellect and all that stuff and control. And yet I love, I'm a very passionate and kind of wear my emotions on my sleeves, and in my teaching style, create strive is too strong of a word. I try to create my learning experiences for myself and for my students to be setting up structures and defined parameters in which there can be spontaneity and genuine exploration and discovery. And I do this a lot. And I was thinking about this in terms of applying, and I guess because Izzet was on my mind, I was thinking about this in terms of how I approached the day and how I approached this phantom stress. Because again, phantom stress is basically where the structures have taken over so much that they're causing me stress even when they're no longer present in reality. You know, they're following me around. So I was thinking about this, and I associated to a move I made on Pesach, probably about 10 years ago. So I've been doing our Pesach Seder. I've been leading our family's Pesach Seder ever since we pretty much soon after we converted to Judaism. So I think 2003 was probably the first year I led our Pesach Seder at home. So for the first like 10 years, maybe 7 to 10 years of my Pesach Seder, then everything was planned out. You know, I had planned, for pacing reasons, I had planned like the when we would get to which point in the Haggadah. I had prepared all of my questions and Divrei Torah ahead of time to, not really Divrei Torah, but really questions and ideas ahead of time in order to be able to facilitate discussion. I had thought about like who's going to be there and like what they need to hear and everything. I planned it all out. And it went really well. I mean, I always got positive feedback from my Sadarim. But then at a later point, I decided to let go and to just, you know, I still learn stuff in preparation for the Seder, but then I decided to let go and just let whatever happens happen. And that added this sense of spontaneity and exploration and discovery and, you know, and excitement in the night. And that produced much better Sadarim. We had, because it was spontaneous and because I was just responding to what was happening and how the discussion flowed, it made for better learning experiences for everyone. And also, since I didn't have expectations, then there was no stress that came from measuring whether I lived up to those expectations or not. And I think one of the transformations that has happened the more I've matured as a teacher is that shift from rigid structure to approaching life from a jumping off point of structure, but then jumping into spontaneity within that structure. I think that started to increasingly characterize my learning and my teaching. And because of the freedoms that this year has afforded me, in both Lomdeha and YBT, then I think that's kind of accelerated my ability to, or that's allowed me to lean into that trend. And I think that that's going to really be where the next level up is going to be for me as a teacher, is really embracing my Izzet nature in everything that I teach. And, you know, the head designer of Magic the Gathering, Mark Rosewater, who also identifies as Izzet, his favorite statement is restrictions breed creativity. And I fully agree with that. But I think the question will be, I think this is going to be my route to dealing with phantom stress and to leveling up as a teacher, meaning that I have these structures, but if I can make that same sort of mental shift inwardly that I made with my Pesach Seder, where I'm not relinquishing structures, you know, that would really go against my nature, but rather I instead of viewing the structures as the essence, really viewing the structures as something from which I can be spontaneous and see where the day takes me, I think that'll be the key to escaping this kind of stress. So I hope that's valuable. Those are my musings for today. What's the connection to Seneca? So that really was that first line. Everyone accelerates life's pace and is sick with anticipation of the future and loathing of the present. I wouldn't say that my day was loathing of the present, but definitely sick with anxiety about the future and stressed out about the present. And the man who puts all of his time to his own uses, who plans every day as if it were his last, which I talked about in the episode about my Shavuos, is neither impatient for the morrow nor afraid of it. Is there some new kind of pleasure that an hour may bring? That is what we talked about. I talked about in the Sacred Pause episode about just opening yourself to whatever experiences come from the day. And again, I'm doing that from a place of structure and schedule, but not allowing myself to be limited by it. All are familiar and all have been experienced to the full. The rest, Lady Fortune may dispose of as she will. His life is now impregnable. I got to give more thought to that. Additions may be made, but no diminution. And the additions are like the food a man can hold, but does not want after he has eaten his fill. And that was something that in that the Yom Tov, the Shavuos review episode, that was what I experienced throughout my Shavuos because I had successfully related to that day as my last, which was that I was able to just enjoy whatever was there and not feel this craving for all the other goods that were around me because that would just take me away from what I was involved in now. So the challenge will be, can I maintain this mentality going into this day? And I think the fact that I'm starting off my day this way is that bodes well. So sorry about the fact that this episode was a little longer than usual, but I felt like I really had to talk it out for my own sake. If it's too long, then it's too long. That is it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today and would like to support my production of even more Torah content, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Link is in the description. Thank you, my listeners, for listening, and thank you to my patrons for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.